The Minister and the Government can't allow some bureaucratic blockages to delay projects that would provide jobs for Donegal, and there are many of those that have been put forward by myself, my colleague Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, and indeed other members from that area. As the motion relates to the Appropriations Bill, I will again raise, as an example, a project in Donegal that I've raised on a number of occasions and as late as December with the Minister when the Appropriations Bill came before the Dáil, and that is the new Finn Harp Stadium. As I said before, Leascan Corlea, the Finn Harp Stadium is a shining example of how we can get shovel-ready projects moving. It is a project that can create employment in one of the counties worst hit by unemployment as a result of COVID-19, a county that was already starved from unemployment before this pandemic. It is a shovel-ready project that would create jobs locally, would enrich this sporting community in Donegal. $1.2 million has already been spent by the state on this project over a decade ago, but has been left sitting idle with work stalling since 2014. The project has planning permission, it is ready to go ahead, and previous commitments were made by the department. Now it is time to deliver on those commitments. As I said, it's a shovel-ready project, Minister, that would support jobs and serve the community, and I encourage you to ensure that funding is provided to ensure the Finn Harp Stadium moves ahead in 2021. There are many other projects, and I note that you've said that walking projects will be part of this new capital allocation. I would draw your attention, as I have done, to the Minister, Eamon Ryan, in relation to, for example, the Main Street in Glanties, which is now a successive situation where people are falling, tripping, and unfortunately taking cases against the local authority as a result. There are many other projects that could be funded as a result of this. Thank you.